This is Joanna Schrader reporting live here at Commodity Classic for AgWire.com, and I'm with John Coffert, who's the director of the National Corn to Ethanol Research Center. John, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Joanna?
I'm good. So, John, I have seen you the last couple of years, but I know for the most part this has been a fairly new show for you. Why are you here at Commodity Classic?
Well, Joanna, as you said, Commodity Classic is fairly new for us. This is only our third year, but we decided to come back to Classic this year. There's energy, there's enthusiasm back around ethanol and biofuels. But what really brought us here was the fact that some believe that corn ethanol is an old technology and that we know everything that needs to be known about corn ethanol. We feel just the opposite. We feel that the corn ethanol industry is still in its infancy, and through technological advancements, there's much more to learn and prove in corn ethanol production.
Now, what are some of the recent things? I mean, you're pushing out research, obviously, all the time, specific to corn ethanol. So what are some of the most recent, pieces of research that you've put out relating to corn ethanol?
Yeah, the last 2 to 3 years in particular, Joanna, on the technology side of things, there's been a major emphasis on technological improvements such as corn fractionation, maybe anaerobic digestion, things that would incorporate capital upgrades or capital investments on the ethanol plant. On the other side, maybe more so on the product side of corn ethanol production, advancements in fermentation ingredients, such as enzymes and various strains of yeast. So those 3 to 4 areas is what's dominated the research at our facility in the last, again, 24 to 36 months.
Now, kind of circling back to the fact you're talking to growers here, you know, a majority of these growers here, for at least who I've talked to, are corn growers. From their perspective, how can you talk a little bit more about how your research is going to help ensure that they've got a very long-term market?
Yeah, that's a good question, is that as a corn to ethanol research center, you would feel that we're more directly connected to the fuel ethanol industry than the growers. Well, I think what we do at the Corn to Ethanol Research Center is very unique in the fact that we bring through research, we bring corn growers, the ethanol industry, and then livestock producers, which we can talk about in a bit. We bring all three together as one. It makes it very important for us to be in front of all three audiences when given the opportunity.
Right. Now, one of the issues that agriculture's had, the corn industry in particular, and obviously the ethanol industry, is this disagreement that, you know, all of these different federal organizations have on what the greenhouse gas emission level should be considered for corn ethanol. EPA decided it's 21. You know, California Resources Board has decided it's 16. What has your organization done to sort of get involved from a research side to help educate these governments about really what is the greenhouse gas reduction of corn ethanol?
Good question. The area that we were asked to focus on, probably more so than any other particular area, was actually the value that the co-products of corn ethanol industry. And I don't necessarily mean the dollar value. How does the value of those co-products improve the greenhouse gas footprint of fuel ethanol production? I think that more often than not, we forget about the fact that a corn ethanol plant, in addition to producing fuel ethanol, it also produces this high-value livestock feed called distillers grains. And that's an area, again, that we've been asked to look at some of the data. How current is the data? How factual is the data? And how does that data influence an organization such as CARB?
Now, how can growers get involved with your organization? I mean, is it something they can get involved with, or is it just, they read your research, or can they have a more active role?
We probably have very minimal direct interaction with growers, other than the fact through groups such as National Corn Growers Association, which has 36,000 dues-paying members and represents well over 330,000 growers across the country. We work very, very closely with National Corn Growers Association on some of their research initiatives. But maybe even more specific than national is some of the working relationships that we have with state corn associations, such as Illinois Corn Growers, Indiana Corn Growers, that have brought research projects directly to the Corn to Ethanol Research Center.
Great. And where can anybody, whether it's a farmer or just a consumer, go to get more information about your research?
Yep. We're a national facility that is public, so www.ethanolresearch.com will find us. We're located about 20 minutes from St. Louis, Missouri, and southwestern Illinois.
Great. Thanks, John.
Okay. Thanks, Joanna.